The case could set a precedent on whether students at Northside ISD can be forced to wear the tracking IDs the district uses to locate students and take attendance. Andrea Hernandez attends Jay's Science Magnet and bases her refusal to wear the ID on religious grounds. Her attorney, John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, a civil liberties organization, claims her constitutional rights are being violated.
There are evangelical Christians, and there are millions of evangelical Christians across the country that feel that any kind of tracking device like this is the so-called mark of the beast, which means they would be forced to worship a false god.
Whitehead says Hernandez was denied library and cafeteria services and some extracurricular activities for refusing to use the ID. Northside spokesman Pascal Gonzalez says the district instead offered her an ID without the tracking chip.
Both the student and her father refused that, and for that reason she received a letter reassigning her back to her home campus.
In response, Whitehead obtained a restraining order, and Hernandez is being allowed to remain at Jay without having to wear the ID until the court decision.
What we're hoping to establish here is the right of students like Andrea, who have strong religious views or privacy issues with these chips, that they would be able to opt out of the program.
Whitehead says they plan to appeal if they lose the case. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.